February 19, one with Christ. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. John 15:5. Christ's connection with his believing people is illustrated by this parable as by no other. All who receive Christ by faith become one with him. The branches are not tied to the vine. They are not joined to it by any mechanical process of artificial fastening. They are united to the vine so as to become a part of it. They are nourished by the roots of the vine. So those who receive Christ by faith become one with him in principle and action. They are united to him, and the life they live is the life of the Son of God. They derive their life from him, who is life. Baptism may be repeated over and over again, but of itself it has no power to change the human heart. The heart must be united with Christ's heart. The will must be submerged in his will. The mind must become one with his mind. The thoughts must be brought into captivity to him. The regenerated man has a vital connection with Christ. As the branch derives its sustenance from the parent stock and because of this bears much fruit, so the true believer, united with Christ, reveals in his life the fruits of the Spirit. The branch becomes one with the vine. Storm cannot carry it away. Frost cannot destroy its vital properties. Nothing is able to separate it from the vine. It is a living branch, and it bears the fruit of the vine. So with the believer, by good words and good actions, he reveals the character of Christ. Christ has provided means whereby our whole life may be in an unbroken communion with himself, but the sense of Christ's abiding presence can only come through living faith. Let all contemplate the completeness it is their privilege to have, and ask themselves a question: is my will submerged in Christ's will? Is the fullness and richness of the living vine, his goodness, his mercy, his compassion and love, seen in my life and character?